Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is August 1st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Corrupt Joe. Trump indictments coming. An age-verified e-cigarette. And Jason Aldean defends his song in this city. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, a former business partner of Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, testified in a House Oversight Committee in a closed-door testimony about business dealings that he witnessed with Hunter and Joe. He claims that Joe was present or at least on speakerphone at least 20 times during business meetings. There was one Democrat who heard the testimony. He said that these conversations that Joe would have with the people like the head of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, they would talk about niceties like the weather and what's going on. Never anything more. Donald Trump's legal team tried to get a judge to throw out evidence collected by a special grand jury and to disqualify the prosecutor who's overseeing the investigation. The judge roundly rebuked this attempt. So get ready for the latest indictments in Atlanta soon. Orange barriers are already around the Fulton County Courthouse downtown. The local DA announced remote work days for many staff members during the first 3 weeks of August and also asked judges not to schedule other trials for part of that time, anticipating melee and chaos. The e-cigarette company Juul says they have a new age verification device that can, they say, prevent people under 21 from using it. The vaping cartridge would pair with an iPhone, and the iPhone app requires a real-time selfie in order for the cartridge to function. Now, I suppose someone could take a picture of someone over 21 standing next to them and then use it themselves, but it's something. Juul dominated over 70% of the U.S. e-cigarette market in 2018. At that time, 27% of high school students said they used tobacco for one or more days in the month. I'm sure it's even more now. Jason Aldean defending his hit song, Try That in a Small Town, this time in Boston. He said, I was laying in bed last night. I was thinking to myself, you guys will get this better than anybody. He's referring to the Boston Marathon bombing. The last time that happened was a whole, not a small town, but a big town coming together. No matter your color, no matter anything, the whole country, and especially Boston, came together to find the people responsible. And anybody, any of you guys that would have found those guys before the cops did, I know you guys from Boston. You guys would have beat the blank out of them, any one of them. Aldean said, I've just been saying this is not about race. It's about people getting their blank together and acting right, acting like you've got some common sense. The king of common sense, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day next.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, the heavy odds are that Donald Trump will have to sign off on a plea deal before the Republican convention next summer. The Biden Justice Department knows the indictments are all low-level beefs, but breaking the law is just that. The DOJ plan is to damage Trump with 1,000 cuts. It is very likely the former president will win the GOP nomination anyway, which is what the Dems want. Then the election of 2024 once again becomes a referendum on Trump. It is not likely that Joe Biden will run again. His health and grossly irresponsible son are crushing him. Also, he may have taken tainted money. No proof yet. A feverish investigation by Republicans in the House is underway, as you know. With Joe out, Kamala might not be able to beat Donald Trump. So the party is now casting around for a more desirable candidate. What's Michelle Obama up to these days in Martha's Vineyard? So that's where we are as we enter August, when the presidential race kicks off with the first Republican debate at the end of the month. Donald Trump says he will not attend. But we all know that time flies when you are investigating criminal activity. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, here's the mail. David Payne, I was so glad on Thursday when you brought up the in-your-face insult of Hunter Biden at the state dinners. It really irked me when I saw it. What also irked me was a carefree, arrogant reception he got from the other elites there. Well, you got to expect that. If you're invited to the White House, even if Hunter Biden's there, you're not going to cold shoulder him because that's impolite. And these people are all in a club. You get invited to state dinner, you're in the Biden club or the Trump club or the Obama club. Now, Trump didn't have a lot of state dinners. He wasn't really what he wanted to do. Hugh Gonzalez, Maitland, Florida. I'm a regular viewer of the No Spin News, premium member. Beside a Wall Street Journal, are there any other newspapers worth subscribing to? I get a local paper, Newsday, on Long Island because I want to know what's going on around me. Newsday kind of leans left and they're dopey on the editorial page a lot, but that's okay. In your town, you got to evaluate. Local news is important, but there are very, very few now newspapers that are any good locally. So it's not a good situation. Charlie Fish, Colonial Heights, Virginia. You mentioned in one of your email responses, Bill, that somebody else was paying Hunter Biden's fines and expenses. I may have asked before, would this be declared as income? No, it's a loan. So the guy out in L.A., they call him the Sugar Brother. The lawyer, name escapes me at the moment, he was the guy with the bong and, you know, all that. He's paying all Hunter Biden's bills. But he says they're loans to Hunter. Good luck getting paid back. And he knows he's not going to get paid back. Charles Mahorney, Lancaster, Kentucky. Bill, you say Trump shouldn't do the debate because his opponents say bad things about him. Don't you think they'll do that? Anyway, look, it would be insane, and I mean that literally, for Donald Trump to walk in there and have six or seven other Republicans throw stuff in his face, legal stuff, and I mean, he'd be crazy to do that. He'd not get anything to gain by doing that. In a moment, something you might not know.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 87 years ago today, the Summer Olympics opened in Berlin, Germany. The festivities featured 12,000 athletes, 500,000 spectators, and a speech from Adolf Hitler. Here is the story of the Nazi Olympics. Berlin was selected as the site of the Games in 1931, 2 years before Hitler's rise to power. The Nazis viewed the global competition as an effective way of promoting their racial propaganda. German officials implemented an Aryan-only policy for their national team. Jews, blacks, gypsies, Slavs, and other ethnic groups were excluded. To limit foreign criticism, anti-Jewish signs and slogans were temporarily removed from the streets of Berlin. Despite those efforts, international pressure on the Nazis to stop Jewish persecution continued to mount. In a token gesture, the German Olympic Committee allowed just one athlete of Jewish descent to compete on the German team. On August 1st, 1936, 100,000 spectators at the Olympic Stadium gave Hitler the Nazi salute. The Führer delivered a one-sentence address, quote, "I hereby proclaim the opening of the Olympic Games, the first Olympics of our new modern era," unquote. 49 athletic teams from around the world competed in Berlin, more than in any previous games. Germany fielded the largest team, 350 athletes. The USA team was second, 312 members, including African-American runner Jesse Owens. He won 4 gold medals while a humiliated Adolf Hitler watched from the stands. 48 hours after the conclusion of the Olympics, the Nazis resumed their relentless persecution of the Jews. The German official in charge of the Olympics actually killed himself when the Gestapo discovered his Jewish ancestry. And here's something else you might not know. The idea of the Olympic torch was actually concocted by Hitler himself. The dictator thought the flame would present the Nazi regime as the rightful heir to the ancient civilizations of Greece and Rome. Less than 10 years later, the Reich had collapsed. Back after this.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.